You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7.
Texoma Shore is the brand new release from Blake Shelton. And yesterday we had a couple of minutes to catch up. So Blake, we were trying to figure out the best way to start off this interview. And we got the most bizarre call yesterday from a listener, so we thought we'd begin it like this.
I heard you on the radio saying you're going to be talking to Blake Shelton Friday.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could pass my name and number to him to see about going hunting on his property out in Oklahoma.
We didn't know. Are you accepting squatters for your property?
Wow, I got to hand it to the guy. That's pretty brave.
Well, the only thing you can say is hell no.
So, this tactic, which is just not responding whatsoever.
Blake Shelton is our guest on the new 103.7. You can download his brand new release, Texoma Shore, however it is you devour music today.
All right, Blake, you're making a gazillion dollars off The Voice.
Huge money.
You're selling out shows. You're making music like crazy. You got your clothing line at Macy's. We were just kind of, you know, tossing this idea around. When was the last time you went shopping for something and you checked the price?
Well, you know what? I always check the price. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm doing pretty good now.
Yeah, ends are meeting.
Yeah.
But when you grow up, like, you know, getting by, poor, and, you know, my most poor days were after I left home and went to Nashville, and it was like, surely you guys have had those days where you put $1.75 worth of gas in your car.
Yeah, we call that today.
Okay. So once that's embedded into your brain, you check the price on no matter what happens later on. You're always flipping for the price.
Blake, do you ever envision a time? I mean, all good things come to an end. Do you ever envision a time, or can you see a time when you are no longer on The Voice?
Oh, for sure. I mean, look, none of those shows last forever. I mean, unless you're The Price is Right or Wheel of Fortune. Adam and I think we're on that show because The Voice never ends. But, you know, it just stays popular, you know, but we work hard at it. I mean, I will say that, you know, and especially behind the scenes, the stuff that they have to edit to make us look halfway intelligent is, it blows my mind, you know, and they do such a good job. But I mean, I know I can't see myself doing that forever. I just eventually I'm going to need to go to the next chapter. But for now, I love that job, and it's not old yet. But to answer your question, someday I will have had my run there, and I'll go on to the, maybe I will go host Wheel of Fortune or Price is Right or something after that.
You're just a Vanna White away.
That's right.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
It's been said that when you marry someone, you marry into their family. You also marry their family traditions. This was interesting. Mila Kunis, of course, is married to Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
And she talks about the first time that she went for Thanksgiving to Ashton's house in Iowa. Quote, the weirdest snack that I married into that I learned of was they take a thick ham slice, they spread cream cheese on it, they put a pickle in the middle, roll it, cut it into bite-sized pizza. That snack is everywhere at all times. She says, I've adopted it, and it's oddly delicious.
It's kind of low carb.
Kind of bizarre, though. It sounds like something that you would see made at four Christmases.
Yeah. Kind of a redneck appetizer.
Yes.
I mean, I think I've had something similar. I didn't do the cream cheese, but I've had cheese with the pickle and the luncheon meat rolled up.
Is there any tradition, holiday tradition, Thanksgiving or Christmas, that you married into that you consider odd or that you did consider odd?
That I married into. Well, now I'll have to get back to you on that one.
Yeah, I don't think we do anything really crazy.
No, I know what it was that was odd for me. Y'all went all out for stockings.
I mean,
y'all put stuff in stockings that we considered the big gift of Christmas. Y'all would spend hundreds of dollars on stockings. I mean, when I was growing up, we got
fruit
and nuts in our stocking. We'd get oranges and walnuts and things. That was our stocking. In the life book the Lifesaver storybook. Yeah. That's well, what our stocking was.
Look, that's what it was when I was growing up. I don't know how the stocking thing got out of control, but you're
crazy.
Right.
I couldn't afford y'all stockings.
704-570-1037, 800-522-9762. What holiday tradition or food that's odd did you marry into?
I didn't marry into it, but I was engaged to the girl, and went over to her house one day, and her mama had something that was nice and braised up, and deep fried, looked pretty good, you know, and this was on Thanksgiving, and I went in here, and I grabbed the one, went outside, and ate it, come back, yeah, it was pretty neat. First time I ever ate chitlins before, but they cooked them every Thanksgiving, and it was all going to be pretty good.
Well, it just goes to show you, you can fry up a shoe and it'll be okay.
As long as you don't know what it is.
Yeah, as long as you wash the crap out of it. When I married my wife, I discovered that every fall, about this time of year, they would go kill a hog and have a barbecue and invite about 100 people up on the lake. And we'd stay up all night long for about 2 days and cook that pig.
That's like all my rowdy friends are coming over tonight.
That's right.
Where would y'all go hunt the hog?
Woodbite.
Oh, okay.
We had a friend there that raised pigs, and we'd go buy one from him, and he'd kill it for us.
I've had a lot of friends. I've never had a friend say, you know what, just go pick you out the prize hog, and I'll go kill it for you.
You know, we need better friends.
Hi, I was calling about the strange holiday tradition.
Yeah, that you married into.
Mustard pickles, they can them themselves, and they're in a really slimy, mustardy, bittery kind of salt, and they eat them with German chocolate cake and or pound cake.
Pickles?
Yeah.
Are they all pregnant?
That's what I said, but no.
That's nasty.
It does sound like a craving of
mustard pickles and German chocolate cake.
Very misguided.
Merry Christmas. Mm-mm. Mila Kunis, who is now Mrs. Ashton Kutcher, was talking about his family's odd Thanksgiving traditions, and it's a recipe. It's a food. They take a thick slice of ham in the Kutcher household in Iowa, spread cream cheese on it, put a pickle in the middle, roll it, cut it into bite-sized pieces. She says the snack is everywhere. You can't get away with it. Just on paper, I've had a lot worse.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. I could eat that. I wouldn't quite call it a recipe. It's an assembly of some items in the pantry.
It's like an hors d'oeuvre on Chopped. What odd recipe or family holiday tradition have you married into?
I was born and raised in the South, but by families that are German descent. So for New Year's, we always had pork roast and sauerkraut and black-eyed peas.
Okay.
I married into a Southern black family, and they have barbecue pig feet and collard greens.
You combine those two, and that's a Tums commercial.
More music.
More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation, and I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie,
my best friend is Ben Affleck,
are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
90% of us hate the taste of what?
90% of us.
That's a big number.
It's a huge number. Hate the taste of what? What are we talking about here? For the final time this week, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yes, I was calling them for the contest.
Yes, 90% of us hate the taste of what?
I'm going to say black licorice.
That's a good guess, because I do not like it.
Now, you know, and there's some licorice snob out there that's going, there is no black licorice. It's just licorice. There's no such thing as red licorice. To which I just want to tell them, look, if you know that much about it, you like it, you're wrong.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you don't like Twizzlers, which are red, you can't be my friend.
No, seriously. If you prefer black licorice over Twizzlers, we cannot be friends.
Absolutely.
Is it blood?
90% of us hate the taste of blood.
Bummer.
Hopefully we hate it.
A few days removed from Halloween, and he just can't quite get it out of his brain, can he?
That's it, man.
All right. Thank you for calling Count Dracula.
Yeah, caller about the smartest person in the QC.
90% of us hate the taste of what?
Cauliflower.
No, not it. But it took me a long time to develop a taste for it. I'll give you that.
I can tell you it ain't ice cold Bud Light, man.
Smartest person in the QC?
Charlie and Debbie, I'd like to make a try, a stab at the guest.
What do you think?
Well, Julia Child said that anybody gave her cilantro, she'd spit it on the floor.
Yeah, that's one of those love it or hate it. A lot of people do not like
that. You know, it's funny you bring that up. Debbie said she guaranteed someone was going to say cilantro, and I just kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, no, you foodie, no one's going to mention cilantro. So,
wait a minute. I don't like cilantro, but I think the answer is liver.
Liver?
Hmm. It's not liver either.
Not liver. I don't even know her.
They don't like olives.
Olives. Not it. Thank you.
Yes. Is the answer mouthwash?
Mouthwash? No, not it.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Hi, I'm calling for smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, 90% of us hate, not dislike, mind you, hate the taste of what?
Cough medicine.
Nope, not it, but I don't know anybody who likes it.
Me either.
Well, I like mine, but it involves Southern Comfort honey lemonade.
Yeah, that's a self-medication there.
Yeah, I was going to take a guess for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, 90% of us hate the taste of what?
Is it licking envelope?
That is it. 90% of us cannot stand the taste of envelope glue.
That's right, and I'm part of that 90%.
And yeah. I would think that there are fewer and fewer people who are going to know what that taste is. How many times do you actually lick an envelope
anymore?
Yeah,
we don't send too much correspondence with paper envelopes anymore.
Well, who is this?
This is Brooke D.
Step into the spotlight. Tell us what we need to hear for the final time this week.
Hi, my name is Brooke, and I'm the smartest person in the QC.
Charlie and Debbie.
I love it. You guys are great.
The new 1037. This is Other News.
Sponsored by Ideal Image, the advanced med spa. Tired of unwanted body hair? Visit the most trusted name in laser hair removal, Ideal Image, the advanced med spa. When you feel your best, you look your best. Visit idealimage.com.
A Republican candidate for mayor in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, was asked at a town meeting what his plans were for drug enforcement. And he said, well, I'm going to have the police department deploy drug-sniffing bunnies because they're much cheaper to maintain than trained dogs. People snickered. But he said, hey, wait. I saw it on Facebook.
Of course.
What he saw was a photo of a cop with a police rabbit on a leash. It was obviously Photoshopped. He thought it was real. It wasn't long before the mayoral candidate deleted his Facebook page to stop post-ridiculing him.
Embarrassment. When are we going to stop believing things we see on Facebook?
Well, look, and this is the thing. You can't blame the people posting the fake news if people are stupid. Yeah. You can't, because now it's a sport. It's people saying, how crazy can I actually post stuff and make people believe it? Can't help stupid kids. You just can't.
Can't cure it.
And Geek.com claims KFC restaurants in Japan are selling bath bombs. The bubble bath smells like, wait for it, fried chicken.
Do we want that?
The bomb is shaped like a chicken drumstick.
Do we really want that?
Dissolves in the water. That's got to look pretty bad. The bath bombs are being given away through a lottery for a limited time. So you come out smelling like the Colonel's original recipe, or extra crispy.
After you've been soaking in the tub, you've boiled yourself.
What if they have like mashed potatoes and gravy moisturizer or slaw conditioner?
I tend to be pretty creative, but I can't even come up with a good way to market this.
Well, you know, what if you use this and you'll come out looking like the Colonel? No woman's going to want that either.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.